Listen, we're live here at Duncan Park. It's been a great morning. Of course, opening day. First pitch 7:10 tonight for the Harvard Yard Goats. They celebrate 10 years of baseball, 8 here at Duncan Park. It's always super fun in so many different ways. And we're grateful and we feel lucky to be able to spend some time with Bobby Meacham, the second-year manager for the Yard Goats. Skip, how was the offseason?
Hey, never had a bad offseason.
Do you fish? Like, what do you do? Like, you have all these ball player stories and folklore of what you do. Like, were you up in a blind for 2 months? Or, like, what were you doing?
No, I was home in the Houston area, and I'm with my daughter and her grandkids. My grandkids live real close to us, so I spent a lot of time in her backyard, redoing her backyard. I made a patio to
nice.
Put down artificial
turf. You put down the
turf,
pavers and everything?
The pavers and the crushed granite and hauled in all the stuff for the artificial turf and put. I made her backyard fun for her and her kids.
How many?
I got two grandkids. One's a 15-year-old granddaughter, and my grandson's 12.
12? Is he playing?
Oh, he's a basketball player. He plays some baseball, but he's legit. I am so excited to see him grow up and see what he turns into.
What's his name?
Really good. Roman Evans.
That's good. It sounds like a first-round pick.
Yeah, he's going to be good. He's 12 years old and knows. He looks at the court like he's an adult.
So he's in the portal.
It's pretty cool.
That's great. I mean, you had the chance to do that. Houston, I'm not sold on, but I mean,
in the winter though.
Yeah. Okay. Because I mean, obviously it gets super hot. A lot of sprawl. But I once went to Tracy McGrady's house in Houston.
Ooh, yeah.
Did a story on him once, and he had a basketball court in his house.
Cool.
It was really, really cool.
Very cool.
How do you know when you have a good team or not? Like, when do you know?
You know, they tell me. You know, they really the organization.
Well, the players are like, I'm the man.
The Rockies. Now the Rockies front office saying, hey, we got a lot of prospects going with you, and so no pressure, but you guys have to do good when you take a lot of prospects. But they've, they won last year in Spokane, the level below us, and so I know they have some good players, good team players, obviously a championship type team, and added with the guys that are left over that we had here, there's a bunch of guys that know how to win. So we know we have a good team, and we expect to win.
What, you came in and had really good success last year, and I think your perspective, I think because you played in the majors but also you're separated in years. It's not like you're not a 38-year-old manager, right?
Right.
And you're the wisdom. I mean, is it hard to connect with the kids, or is it they defer to you so much because of, where you came from?
You know, it's interesting because typically last 20 years of doing this, I've found that the players don't really know that I played, where
right.
I came from. They don't know the background. They don't know the background of their coaching staff. All they're so focused on is their job getting better and getting to the big leagues. They overlook my age or where what I've done and all that. So what I kind of I harp on with them is just, hey, just get better every day. Get better every day, and you got a chance. And then they kind of finally, the fog clears, and they go, hi, why is he saying all these things? And they kind of, then I think they look me up, and they go, oh, okay, he's been there. He's saying some things I haven't heard before because, I'm with a manager now that's been there before. So, it's pretty simple. They're not very different. They're not a lot different than when I was younger, except for that one point. They don't really know my background.
Huh. Did you hear the story about Jim Rice in Boston, what happened with him, how there was one of the Moneyball kids, data kids, Jim Rice was talking to a player about how to drive the ball a certain way, and like the Moneyball kid came up to Jim Rice and said, "I don't think you should be talking to our guys. That's not how we want to teach hitting and stuff like that." And Jim Rice probably at his age could clobber both of them. But it brings up my question: is that like the merging of the science of it now,
right.
with like your era, which was much more on instinct and feel off. Obviously, you did data analytics in your head. You're like, he threw us a 2-2 slider back in so-and-so. Like, you the recall of baseball players and golfers is amazing. But is it easy or difficult for you to merge those two with what you have to honor with the Rockies approach?
Yeah, it's easy for me to see it and merge it. But it's what the difficult part, and my job is – big part of my job is to make sure it doesn't get in the way, the analytics stuff doesn't get in the way of what they're trying to do on the field. Sometimes the players get cluttered with so many numbers.
It's overwhelming.
And the coaching staffs turn into that too. So I have jokes where I bust these guys' chops a little bit, and I go, hey, you guys looking at video? And I look at their computer screen, oh, you guys are just looking at numbers. So I like to teach the players how to basically not let the numbers get in the way of what their eyes see. the numbers are good. They give you data that tells you what, you know, maybe this, maybe that, but and it gives you a better instance, you know, for instance, of, hey, maybe this, we'll look for this this pitch this time. But don't let your eyes take, don't take your eyes off the fact that's a hanging breaking ball and not a fastball. Go ahead and hit it.
Bobby Meacham, manager of the Hartford Yardgoats, joining here, us here on Brian and Company. Only have like a quick minute or so left. The aura of opening day, is, I mean, what does it mean to you? How does it make you feel? Just tell me a little bit about that first game at home.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. For me now, it's fun for the players. I always think about it in terms of how do I make this fun for the players? Because I've been through so many of them. We just talked about maybe 43rd. I think it's my 43rd opening day in professional baseball. So my goal is to get over me real quick. I don't really think about me. I think about how do I make this fun for the players? How do I make this special for them? Because, you know, they're just starting out. They've had a few under their belts. So I want to make it really fun and special for them and the fans that are here to join us.
I like to watch people. I remember one day I was here, like, doing a first pitch or some other stuff, and I watched you come out and you pin the stuff on the cork board or whatever, and you humming a song or what have you. And do you still have have you come up with your own managerial routine? Like, do you, because, you know, baseball people are kind of crazy with that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I do. I have a routine that I stick with it. I love it. I love coming, like you said, coming out to the dugout early, pinning up the lineup card, and I got to have a cup of coffee. You know, so I'd set, you know, basically I settle in and just take a look at everything and make sure, checkpoint, I got my lineup card, checkpoint, I got my helmet. That's all I really need. I have to have. And after that, I feel just settle in and watch the players do their thing.
Torpedo bat. Are we going to have any in the dugout? Do you have any in the dugout tonight?
I'm not on the torpedo bat at all. I mean, it's just the whole theory behind it is you're not hitting the ball on the barrel where you're supposed to. So let's move the barrel to where you shouldn't hit the ball. That makes no sense to me. But, hey, let's sell some bats, right?
Listen, thank you so much for coming in early for us. We really were grateful for it, wish you the best, and hopefully we'll be talking again down the road.
That'd be perfect.
All right, Bobby Meacham, the manager of the Hartford Yardgoats, joining us here in Brian and Company.